I do believe we'll make the deadline, but it's a real big lift. And the reason I think we'll make the deadline is I think that going over till next year to write this policy is going to be very difficult in the economic environment we're in. And if we don't get this thing settled now, agriculture may be taking more than a $23 billion hit. And your other question was the middle question?
Well, the response to yours and Senator Johnson's proposal on payment limits.
Yeah.
If you heard from the committee.
No, we have not heard, and I would expect that it's going to be tough getting it through southern agriculture, but it's something that we're not going to give up on. And also, it's something, though, that both Republican and Democrat presidents recently have proposed, maybe not along the same line that I proposed it, but to whatever extent, one way or the other, it's been proposed by both Republican and Democrat presidents. So the principle of payment limits, I think, has broad-based support. But the trouble is it doesn't have broad-based support within agriculture, and this bill is going to be written by Aggies more so than the broad base of the Congress.
Thank you, and good morning, Senator. I heard you say how that you have your doubts about getting enough support among colleagues for getting anything done on payment limits. However, has the current climate in Congress for deficit reduction changed any attitudes that you know of, or changed your attitude as far as your confidence in getting this passed?
Well, getting the whole deficit reduction package passed, or just the payment limits passed?
The payment limits.
Oh, well, I think the fiscal situation of the government makes the possibilities of getting one passed a lot easier now than before. But I'm just telling you, if it's done by four people that are in agriculture, and Pat Roberts and the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee doesn't have it, and they're the ones that are going to make the final decision on what goes to the super committee, I think my hope would have to rest with the super committee that can add or subtract from any suggestions that any one individual or any one committee gives to them.
Senator, I'm trying to get my arms around this, and you've answered several questions about the process on writing this farm bill on this very fast track. Could we start over with it of what is the goal, what is the timeline to be able to put this farm bill together, and why are they doing it this way?
Well, doing it this way because we feel only about one person on the super committee knows anything about agriculture. And if we want it to be done right, those of us on the Agriculture Committee ought to at least get our suggestions to the committee. And if we don't, we could end up with a lot more than $23 billion cut out of farm programs and maybe have a program written in a way that it wouldn't work. And also a feeling that if, with this fiscal situation the way it is, if it goes over into next year, we could end up maybe without any farm program at all, not because of the Senate, but because of the makeup of the House and the fiscal conservatism of the vast number of new members in the House. And then it's being basically done by Peterson and Lucas in the House and Stabenow and Pat Roberts in the Senate. And then those of us that are on the committee, but not one of those four, have to have regular contact with our members to tell them how we think it ought to go. And then if this is submitted to the committee, as I said, the committee, the super committee, can adopt it in toto, ignore it completely, or make some adjustments in it. And presumably we'd still have some input at that point. But we would also expect, since we came up with a figure that the leadership of the House at $23 billion says that they can live with, we better take it and be satisfied with it or maybe end up being a lot worse next year?
Just a quick question. I understand Secretary Vilsack spoke yesterday in Ames and outlined some of the administration's hopes for the next Farm Bill. There seems to be a lot of talk, and some of it has come from the Farm Bureau as well, that the bill ought to be heavily weighted toward assisting farmers in the event of major losses and not so much toward what are described as shallow losses, such as proposals that have come forth from the corn growers. So, Senator, what's your feeling on that? More aid to farmers who have suffered a big loss, or keeping everybody whole in the event of minor losses?
Yeah. Well, I think this follows up on a question you asked me last week, and I didn't have much of an opinion at that point. I'm not sure I got much of an opinion more, except I understand where the Farm Bureau is coming from. And the Farm Bureau is coming from the point of view that it's going to encourage a lot of maybe planting and farming decisions that are more questionable, and encourage more, maybe more disastrous situations that would otherwise, if farmers were just hurt otherwise. In other words, they'd be planting in maybe in droughty areas, flooded areas, areas where productivity is more questionable than other areas. I have some sympathy for that, but right now I'm mostly interested in the overall proposition that people that know something about agriculture ought to write this bill and not leave it entirely to the super committee. And if we can get some agreement where shallow losses are covered, then I think we better settle for that, and we might end up getting nothing next year.
Chuck Abbott.
Well, hi, Mr. Chairman. I'm hoping you can go back and tell us a little bit. How much contact are the four leaders, meaning Peterson, Stabenow, Lucas, and Roberts, having with committee members? And is, at this point, is it clear? Are they going to have some sort of caucus to, when I say a caucus, you know, like some sort of meeting of the committee to get an endorsement? Or is this going to be four people saying this is our plan?
On the latter point, when they get a product put together, I don't know that there will be a meeting of members of the committee, but every member of the committee is going to have a chance to read the final product and have a last-minute input if it's... And if there's possible to make changes at that point, I think there'll be changes made. But the contact is probably at the staff level almost hourly over this particular week. And for members, as often as we want to weigh in with Pat Roberts. And I weighed in quite heavily in a meeting where he called a rump session of Republican members a week ago Thursday, and then as often as a couple times last week one-on-one.
Okay. Well, one final question. This is, it strikes me, as a very unusual way to assemble a farm bill.
Yeah, it is, but you understand that if we don't get something in by October the 1st, then it's up to the super committee to write one. There's only one member of that super committee knows anything about agriculture. And if they don't do anything on agriculture except just cut it, then when we come to write a farm bill next year, within $23 billion, or even if you went as high as $33 billion, it might not fit in. And who knows? In the House of Representatives, they may take the view, the new Republican members, that we shouldn't even have a farm bill. Might get nothing then. So it is very unusual, but very necessary if you think there ought to be a safety net for farmers.
Okay, Dan Skelton, Stacia, or Gene, could anybody have a follow-up?
Yes, I've just got one quick one. I assume when you say only one member of the super, this is Dan Looker, only one member of the super committee understands agriculture, that's Senator Baucus?
I think he's the only one on the agriculture committee, isn't he?
I think so.
Yeah. And I'm speaking for the Senate. I'm not speaking for the for the House, because I don't know. I think I can name the members of the House, but I better not speak for them because I don't know how much they know about agriculture.
Senator, that was a November 1 date. You said an October 1 date, so you have to get it in. November 1?
Yeah. And then the committee's got to have their recommendations ready for the full Senate and House November 23rd, and then we have to vote it up or down by December 23rd.